Parental Advisory Warning. Parental Advisory Warning. The following episode may contain topics and strong language that are too explicit, which may not be suitable for some audience and inappropriate for children. Listener discretion is advised.
I will trust in the Lord. When shall I die? Yeah. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. Y'all mean that? Yeah. Will you trust in the Lord until you die? Hey, ain't nobody like Jesus. We just thank the Lord for Jesus today, for what he has done for us. Amen. Thank the Lord for Jesus. You know, I was just thinking back, you know, how back in the days of old, you know, how saints like Mark, Luke, John, Abraham, Isaac, you know, Sarah, Mary and Lot, Joshua, all of them, hey, they relied, they couldn't do it without the Lord. Amen. You know, and if you think about it, I heard old pastor say, if you think you would think that you couldn't do it. In fact, let me say this right here. Brother Dean, main thing would sing, I thought the main thing would sing, my brother. Can you do it without the Lord?
No.
My sister Brenda. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What about you? Can you do it without the Lord?
Amen.
My brother-in-law, pastor. Somebody in here, is anybody in here that can do it without God?
Oh, no.
Woo, I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, children of the Most High.
Amen.
My mind's on David. You know, back in David, a little shepherd boy. Praise the Lord. David, a little shepherd boy.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the biggest problems that he had was dealing with a giant. All the life. Praise God. Am I right about it?
Right.
Yeah. This giant, he was more of a bully. He would go to a camp. He would take control. People were scared of him. You know, King Solomon saw. He told David, David said, David volunteered and said, I'll take him down.
Right.
You can imagine that little shepherd boy.
Yeah.
So the king said, well, I'll tell you what, are you sure? He said, yes. I'm stepping out in front. I'm going to take him down. He gonna fall today. So he said, okay, don't take him down. Yeah, you were. Grab that shield because you don't need that. You can even lift the shield up.
All right.
No. Well, I tell you what, there's a sword over there. Grab it. Because you're gonna need all of this to defeat Goliath. David said, I think not.
All right.
Y'all, all right. On the day. Listen, if I'm trusting in God, and then they say nobody like God, hey, that's a miracle right there. Praise God. You need to give him a praise.
That's right.
But a Goliath in our life.
Thank you.
That one defeat us.
All right.
Hey.
Hey.
Whoa, something about putting all in my bones. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. But David. The little shepherd boy.
All right, now. What do you do?
Well, I'm going to live down by the river.
Yeah.
That's something.
All right.
So, you know, when you go down by the river, the water, it disturbs different types of stones.
Yeah.
Some have sharp edges.
Yeah.
And so, down by the end of the river, you saw water.
Yeah.
Well, there's enough. But I may need this tool to defeat him.
All right.
So David, at the time that Goliath walked into town, you know, the big bully. David said, you gonna fall today, whether you know it or not.
All right.
It was some of the people that they didn't believe David could defeat him. But David got his prize and his power from God.
Hallelujah.
Hey!
Yeah, hallelujah.
The man. In fact, the man that knew the man.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
This particular day, the big John stepped up.
No, right now.
Standing on something. David is the only dude. He waited.
Yes.
He got this stone. Put in the sling.
Yeah.
Wound up.
He was waiting.
This is good dancing. You would wind up singing of me, baby. But David, this time one thing about twist. David said, I'm gonna take your head off. David wound up and wound up and wound up.
Yeah.
Let the throne go. That was missing.
Yeah. All right.
I got one more. God, I got two. You load the devil up. You're gonna come down today.
This time.
Let it go. Bam.
Yes.
That stone was the rock. And
there,
that rock
go.
Was God.
Yeah.
That rock was Jesus.
Yeah.
Anytime you believe that you got a helper.
All right.
Put it on Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he went up on the mountaintop.
Hallelujah.
Dad, what you got for you?
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, even those biblical things, some people still don't know.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey. Let me tell you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I had a stroke.
Hallelujah.
I had a lot of cancer. Through Jesus Christ.
Father
God, I was healed.
Hallelujah.
I'm up here today delivering the word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the name of
Jesus.
Now, this month, this is the brother's birthday coming up. But I think all of my brothers, most of them, next month, we're both siblings in our family, right? Five of us, birthdays in August. Mine's on the 19th. If I make it, praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'll be 76 years old. Thank God for every minute.
Amen.
And I'm ready for all of that. But I'm trusting in God. Ain't nobody like them. Ain't nobody like Jesus.
Are you in need of home and yard care for your home or business? If so, contact Lemez and Associates LLC. With over 18 plus years of experience serving the local community, the team at Lemez & Associates can handle all your home and business needs, such as roofing, decking, concrete work, painting, flooring, carpeting, landscaping, and more. For more information, call 414-234-7682 and ask to speak with Mr. Jose Lemez.
17, God reads. Then said David to the Philistine,
hey,
thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear,
and
with a shield.
Okay.
But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled.
Hey.
Today, this day, will the Lord deliver thee
unto
my hand?
Yes.
And
hallelujah.
I will smite thee
and
take thy head
from
thee.
And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth.
Yes.
And all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
Hallelujah.
You see, David, he had confidence.
Yes, he did.
Because he knew who he was serving.
Yes.
And a shepherd boy.
Hallelujah.
He was a shepherd boy. Everybody was afraid of the big old
But he wasn't.
I don't know. But
David
was. No.
David
had confidence. And you can have confidence when you trust in God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And you truly trust in the Lord.
That's it.
You can have confidence. Through your prayers, if you're living right, it'll drop you.
Yes, you
God
can.
God will honor.
Hallelujah.
You
know
what
God
can do for us?
He will.
He will give us a blessing if you know he can do.
And you know this.
Sometimes, you know what?
Yeah.
Sometimes you might not see it, but you can think on
something. All right.
I'm putting all your eggs in the same bag.
All right.
Trust. heard you say something the other day, Sister B. You said, your blessings is in your praise. Amen. Give God sometimes some crazy place. If ain't nobody but just you and you. The wonderful thing you never have. You ain't born on those side and you swear to look up to
you.
Born only you. Don't you think we have a reason to praise? I'm not going to let the Goliaths in my life think to try to hold me back.
Thank you.
Always do. Always do. But I'm not going to let the Philistine in my life.
All right, now.
I'm standing up here representing Christ. Yes, hallelujah. The first time something comes along, y'all look over the corner.
Why not me?
I thought he was a preacher.
Hey!
Get back to standing. Yes, I'm trying to get home.
Me.
I want to be up there with you. Amen. What gives you something more?
Hallelujah.
And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword.
All right.
Spear.
All right.
For the battle is the Lord.
Yes. Hey! Y'all hear that? Who's
it's
Baptist?
The Lord.
Hey! It's not ours. The Baptist who?
The Lord. And he will give you unto our hands.
Hey.
And it came to pass when the Philistine arose, it came and due night to meet David.
Hey.
And ran towards the enemy to meet the Philistines.
Right,
and David put his hand in his back.
Yeah, hey, you see what I mean?
And took this a stone and slain it and split the Philistine in the forehead.
Take that.
That the stone stuck into his forehead.
Woo!
And he fell onto his face.
Amen.
All right.
Sometimes you have to find out the stone was the rock.
Yes,
and the rock is God.
Yeah.
Stand on your rock.
Amen.
You see, it's one thing about God. If he said he would, he would
do it.
You have to know who God is and who's right.
In your life.
What is yourself? And who's right?
My life.
Who's right?
My life.
Who's right?
My life. My life.
We're in the sanctified church. Say what you mean.
My life.
We are the peculiar people.
Yes, we are.
I heard us say she's a little different. Yes, you're different from the world. You're peculiar.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We trust in God.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Through this journey, we're going to have the bias.
Yes, we are.
You know, it's going to try to trip us up.
Yes.
To make us go back. Y'all know we put too much time in this.
You better know.
To go back.
Not going back.
Hey. Some of the people would laugh at you because that's what you said.
Okay.
You told me you would say, but I see you got this done with the blue spoon.
I know. Right.
Hey.
Already,
I just did a little bit of soap and water.
All right.
That's not for you.
Okay.
But that's not for you.
You
better be somewhere telling you to talk about praise.
That's it.
Holy thing.
That's it.
That's what saints do.
That's it.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
But I do know the God in my life. You depend on me to spread the word.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.